Later that morning, a woman stopped by to help her sweep her floors.
I don't come here because I have to, the woman told me. Panchita has a way of making my day happier.
At noon, Panchita announced it was time to make lunch. I followed her into her simple two-room house, a bedroom with a table and chairs, a bed with tattered sheets and blankets and pictures of Jesus on the wall, and a kitchen. The kitchen was simple and pleasant, with two windows that opened onto the yard. Panchita cooked on a wood-burning stove next to a wood counter, a soapstone sink with cold running water, a small pantry, and a modest refrigerator. She hand-ground corn, heated up beans, and fried the only two eggs she had. Then she presented them to me.
Eat, she commanded.
Before I dug in, I realized that it was the only food in her kitchen, and I persuaded her to eat it. I'd sought out Panchita because I'd been looking for clues to explain how she'd managed to arrive at her 11th decade with so much vitality. But now I realized that I'd overlooked something important. In addition to maintaining her excellent diet and active lifestyle, Panchita was also thriving, experiencing authentic, lifelong happiness, which, as I've learned since, can add about 10 extra years to a person's life expectancy. And although some of her positive outlook might be due to favorable genes, I also realized that her surroundings deserved most of the credit. Growing up on the Nicoya Peninsula, she'd been born into a culture of faith where God gave her life a clear meaning. She'd earned enough money to cover her basic expenses, but certainly not enough to tempt her into any frivolous spending. Her home had been loaded with nudges that kept her moving all day, from the hand grinder for the corn to the stove fed with wood, and her neighbors had offered her daily social interaction. Her porch had provided her with many sunny afternoons. Panchita's environment, in short, had shaped her for happiness. There's a lesson here for you. You can shape your own environments to live better, longer, too. The best way to do that, as we've seen, is to follow the practices of the world's most experienced thrivers. Set reasonable goals for your life. Seek out a place to live where people are already thriving. Choose a community where you can live out your interests. Find a modest house in a neighborhood of other modest houses with neighbors you can call friends and sidewalks that let you walk where you need to go. Recognize your purpose in living each day. Take time to appreciate the arts. Find a job that you love without worrying too much about the salary.